Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, cooler weather is being enjoyed across the area, and many who love to work outdoors with the comfortable temps are likely making plans for what they would like to plant in their yard. This Saturday marks the first bulb sale by the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners. Here to share on activities and what's available is Christy Francis and Carrie Hefner. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks.
Christy, what bulbs will gardeners get to choose from this weekend?
Actually, I don't even know what all is going to be there.
About, 25 varieties?
Well, that's of the daffodils. We've ordered from a special company that's growing daffodils for us. But the master gardeners also will be there, so they'll be bringing all kinds of bulbs from their own yards, like the spider lilies. And I think we've got a batch of really pretty blue Louisiana iris that are coming. And so no telling what all is going to be there.
Yeah, should be a great event coming up. Well, Carrie, where are we in the season as far as the planting schedule when we talk about bulbs and what we'd like to see?
We think of bulbs as mainly daffodils are real popular in this part of the country, and we see them very early spring through early summer. But now is the time to start getting the bulbs in the ground for that spring bloom. In fact, most of the perennials we expect to see flowering in the spring and early summer can go in the ground anytime from now through winter. As long as the ground isn't frozen, you can plant. And for the vegetable gardeners out there, now is the time to, if you want strawberries in the garden in spring, plant strawberries now. Mm. So,
what are we seeing as far as like Farmer's Almanac or, you know, seasonal forecast?
Well, I've heard that we are in for a cold winter this year.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
And I hope it's right, because we're about due for one, really, to kind of get us back on track from a couple summers ago when summer seemed to last all year. So
yeah.
And take care of some of those mosquitoes.
Yeah. This is true. Christy, I noticed we talked about the daffodil selection, the visions of those daffodils. Is there a popular variety across this area?
Oh, gosh. We have a lady, Mary McFarland, that has daffodils in her yard, and she has tours all the time. And I don't know, it's the one you're looking at the moment. They're all so cool, and to have a variety of them, that's what is really neat. But I mean, nothing's prettier than a huge field of just the yellow plain, I guess. Yeah. Dutch Master, that was so popular for a long time.
Dutch Master and King Alfred.
Yes.
And there's a small one now called Little Sweetie that you see all over.
Yeah, I think one of the things about this, talk about southern selections as part of what's going to be available coming up Saturday.
Yes, Mary has tried so many different kinds of bulbs in her yard, and most of the ones that we have selected for the sale are ones that she's tried and she knows multiplies well. Mm-hmm. And so they're ones that do well in our climate. Not necessarily all the stores have the ones that do well best here. And that's what we tried to concentrate on, the ones that weren't available in the stores around here and the ones that were best for our environment.
Yeah. Carrie, as far as this Saturday, are there experts going to be available, master gardeners, for conversation, answering questions?
Absolutely. Q&A. Master gardeners will be there to answer questions not only about bulbs, but about anything going into the garden this season. And we'll be talking about all the events that are coming up that the master gardeners are sponsoring.
So. Yeah. What are some of the helpful reminders about planting bulbs? You know, just a couple of pointers that you might have.
Well, bulbs, remember, what a bulb is, it's actually a vertically compressed stem surrounded by leaves that are modified for storage. That's basically what a bulb is. And the size of that bulb will determine how deep you put it into the ground. And you hear, what is it, something like for every inch of bulb or something like that, you put it down in the ground an inch.
Right. It's not one depth fit all.
Right, right, right. Yeah. You have to be careful about how deep you plant them.
Right.
And then when they're done flowering next season, the tendency is to go out and mow down all the foliage that's still up. But the plant is actually storing up energy. It's still photosynthesizing, and it's storing up energy that it will put into next year's bloom. Mm. So it may not be attractive, but you want to leave the leaves up. And when they finally start to fade out, they'll turn yellow and start fading out. Then you can mow them down.
Right.
And for Oli, I try to hide the foliage behind other things that are going to come up and be nice right after that. So I may plant basil around it, and then the basil will come up and be, I mean, it likes hot. Yeah. So
there you go. And more discussion coming up Saturday. Well, some of the other activities set for Saturday that's going to be part of the bulb sale?
Well, I have lots of other kinds of plants, not just bulbs. Went to Louisiana Tech yesterday. They grew mm-hmm. me a whole bunch of plants, including kohlrabi. So come see it. I mean, it's kind of a cool yeah. vegetable. The lacinata kale, I have some of that. I have dill, parsley, cilantro. I have all those things that you can plant this time of year for the cold. And I'll probably even have some trees and some shrubs maybe. I've got a local grower that I've got to go visit. And because now's the time to plant those, too.
Yeah. Proceeds from the sale, where will those be going?
Well, we have several projects around the community. A lot of our volunteers work all over. I mean, they may work at churches, hospitals, schools, just wherever we get calls from. But the main projects we have are at the zoo, and that's the reason Carrie's here with us this morning. And then I'm from Caroli Park, and we also do Restoration Park and the Farmers Market and the Butterfly Garden behind the Farmers Market. But there's also the Aviation Museum, and did I forget? Oh, the Ag Center itself.
The Ag Center, yeah.
So we're all around.
Yeah. Upcoming events, lots of things going on, I'm sure.
Well, we have a January seminar coming up, and that's been really popular. And that's held the same time as the Ag...
Ag Expo.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. The Ag Expo. Yeah. And then the spring sale this past year was really popular, and we'll have that again this year with really interesting plants again for that, too.
Yeah. The bulb sale coming up this Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Where and how long will that be going?
It's from 9 to 3 at the West Monroe Farmers Market, which is now the market at 7th Square.
Mm-hmm.
So just come out and join us. I mean, it'll be fun.
And if someone would like to find out more, a number to call for more information on that?
Well, they can actually call me at Caroli or probably Carrie at the zoo.
Yeah.
Or just the Ag Center.
All right.
And you can find us online, too. Yeah.
Christy Francis and Carrie Hefner with the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners at the Bulb Sale coming up Saturday. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
We're also on Facebook.